This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Bit of a rebound here. We've been eyeing these soybean futures now as they test this important $13 mark this morning, back above it. We're at the morning break, though. We'll see what more heavy volume brings later today. It is an important test, though. We see that not only are we at this $13 mark after having been almost to $14 just about 3 weeks ago, but it's also on a larger perspective about a 50% retracement of the big move up that the January contract had from its May lows. So it's definitely a technical type of trade here. The speculators are trying to decide how to carry their positions forward. It's also something that we continue to link to the crude oil market. Soy complex, very sensitive as of late, with the bean oil futures leading the way higher or lately lower because of what crude oil is doing. Well, overnight, crude oil is bouncing about a buck a barrel. It's back above $70 here and providing some support there. The other big storyline for the beans, of course, is Brazilian weather. We do have some showers, it looks like, in the mix for Brazil later next week, but then no real change in the long-term outlook that keeps conditions there warm and dry. So it's really beans right now we're watching as the biggest mover overnight. We're going to continue to monitor wheat after it's been higher. The March Chicago contract, at least, up in seven straight sessions, so some rare leadership for wheat all of a sudden. Corn kind of caught in the middle here, waiting for some fresh news there, maybe wanting to see some better export demand or just something new to shake up that market.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check for the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up a half cent at 484 and three quarters. January soybeans up 7 1/4 at 1302 and three quarters. On the Merc, December live cattle up 55 cents at 164 even. January feeder cattle up $1.97 at 212.12. February lean hogs down $1.05 at 68.25. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.25. Class 3 milk is up a cent at 16.33. This has been the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.